The History of North America series is a labor of love that I share with my teenage son, Sean, who is my partner, audio technician, and sound editor. Together, he and his twin sister, Kira, manage a successful family-friendly YouTube channel which offers science, crafts, travel, wildlife, nature, and history videos for all ages, including concise North American history capsules. I urge you to check it out at youtube.com/Sean and Kira. Welcome to the History of North America. I'm Mark Vinette. Conquistadors were the cavaliers, knights, soldiers, and explorers of the Iberian empires during the Age of Exploration, who sailed the oceans, conquering territory, opening trade routes, and bringing colonialism to much of the world, including southern North America. Join me as we start our deep plunge into a fascinating epoch in the company of these controversial adventurers. During the Age of Discovery, daring fortune hunters sailed beyond Europe to exotic destinations for God, crown, and country. From Spanish and Portuguese for conqueror, conquistadors were complicated men of many stripes. Aristocratic, ambitious, proud, loyal, elitist, talented, adventurous, courageous, militaristic, conquerors, explorers, patriotic, cruel, duplicitous, greedy, and opportunists, these larger-than-life men embodied the good, bad, positive, and negative of their era. Spanish conquistadors made significant explorations into the interior of North America and the discovery and exploration of the Pacific Ocean. They founded numerous cities, many of them on locations with pre-existing indigenous settlements. Their conquest established the basis for modern Hispanic America and the Hispanophone. Conquistadors, in the service of Portugal's crown, led numerous conquests for the Portuguese Empire, founding commercial colonies and the origins of the modern Portuguese-speaking world in the Americas, Africa, and Asia. Portugal established a route to China in the early 16th century, sending ships via the southern coast of Africa and founding numerous coastal enclaves along the route, thus establishing trading networks linking Europe with all these areas. Contrary to popular belief, the conquistadors were not all trained warriors, but mostly artisans seeking an opportunity to advance their wealth and fame. Some were young men without military experience, Catholic clergy who helped with administrative duties, and soldiers with military training. European young men enlisted in the army because it was one way out of poverty. Catholic priests instructed the soldiers in mathematics, writing, theology, Latin, Greek, and history, and wrote letters and official documents for them. The king's army officers taught military arts. An uneducated young recruit could become a military leader, elected by their fellow professional soldiers, often based on merit. Others were born into the aristocracy known as Hidalgo families, and as such, they were members of the Spanish nobility with some education, but without economic resources. Even some members of rich nobility families became soldiers or missionaries, but mostly not the firstborn heirs. It was thus the second, third, or fourth sons of nobles that joined. Africans were also conquistadors in the early conquest campaigns in Mexico. In the 1500s, there were enslaved black, free black, and free black sailors on Spanish ships crossing the Atlantic and developing new routes of conquest and trade in the Americas. After 1521, the wealth and credit generated by the acquisition of the Aztec Empire funded auxiliary forces of black conquistadors that could number as many as 500. Spaniards appreciated the value of these fighters, who were generally recognized as outstanding soldiers, for they already had military experience before coming to the Americas, due to the fact that many of these black men had become slaves when captured by fellow black Africans on battlefields back in Africa, and subsequently sold to white Spaniards. During the 1500s, the Spanish began to travel through and colonize North America. Based on the Treaty of Tordesillas, Portugal claimed territorial rights in the Northeast Atlantic coast, Greenland, and the North Atlantic coast of Canada, claiming these lands, as well as rights to the inner islands of the Gulf of St. Lawrence, as part of the Portuguese Empire. Colonists explored Newfoundland and Nova Scotia's Bay of Fundy and established a fishing colony on Cape Breton Island. On their global travels, the conquistadors found new animal and plant species and helped map the world. The constant competition of Portugal and Spain led to a desire for secrecy about every trade route and every colony. As a consequence, many documents that could reach other European countries included fake dates and faked facts to mislead other nations' possible efforts. The tendency to secrecy and falsification of dates cast doubts about the authenticity of many primary sources. Several historians have hypothesized that the Portuguese king may have known of the existence of Brazil and North America as early as 1480, thus explaining his wish in 1494 at the signing of the Treaty of Tordesillas to push the line of influence further west as a land grab. Though vastly outnumbered on foreign and unknown territory, conquistadors had several military advantages over the native peoples they conquered. Owing to the long conflict of the Reconquista, the Spanish and Portuguese belonged to a more militarily advanced civilization with better martial strategy, techniques, tools, crude firearms, artillery, iron, steel, and domesticated animals. Horses and mules carried them, pigs fed them, and dogs fought for them. Conquistador forces were capable of quickly moving long distances in alien land, allowing for speed of maneuver to catch outnumbering forces by surprise. These tactics consisted of small groups who attempted to catch their opponents by ambush. Conquistadors in North America made extensive use of short swords, crossbows, and early firearms. As mentioned, animals were another important factor for conquistador triumph. On the one hand, the introduction of the horse and other domesticated pack animals allowed them greater mobility unknown to the Amerindian cultures. The conquistadors were also skilled at breeding dogs for war, hunting, and protection. The war dogs and sheepdogs they used in battle were effective as a psychological weapon against the natives, who, in many cases, had never seen domesticated canines. On the Iberian Peninsula, in a situation of constant conflict, warfare and daily life were strongly interlinked. Small, lightly equipped armies were maintained at all times. The state of war continued intermittently for centuries and created a very warlike culture in Iberia that forged the conquistadors. North American indigenous peoples had the advantage of established settlements, determination to remain independent, and large numerical superiority. In the end, however, the transmission of European diseases and divide-and-conquer tactics contributed to the defeat of the native populations. Another factor was the ability of the conquistadors to manipulate the political situation between indigenous peoples and make alliances against larger empires. For example, conquistadors overthrew Mesoamerican civilizations by allying with natives who had been subjugated by more powerful neighboring tribes and kingdoms. Throughout the conquest, the indigenous people greatly outnumbered the Spanish conquistadors. The conquistador troops never exceeded 2% of the native population. The Europeans practiced war within the terms and laws of their concept of a just war, a broad theory that postulates the belief that war, while it is terrible, is not always the worst option. Important responsibilities, undesirable outcomes, or preventable atrocities may justify war. While conquistadors went to the battlefield to kill their enemies, the natives captured their enemies for use as sacrificial victims to their gods, a ritual process fought according to a set of conventions. In traditional cultures of the indigenous North American Stone Age, Bronze Age, and hunter-gatherer societies, the warfare was thus mostly endemic, long duration, low intensity, usually evolving into almost a ritualized form. By contrast, Europe had moved to sporadic warfare in the Middle Ages due to the availability of professional mercenary armies. Native Mesoamerican peoples practiced an endemic system of warfare and so were easily defeated by conquistador-led sporadic warfare armies in the early 1500s. Next time, we pursue our in-depth examination of the conquistadors and embark on their expeditions, excursions, and quest for the Spice Islands. Check out the YouTube version of this episode, which has accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.